Today we celebrate a feast of Mary, the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. As with any feast of Mary, and as with Mary herself, we cannot think of her without thinking of Jesus. Mary always brings forth for us Jesus. She always leads us to Jesus. There's an old Latin expression, ad Jesum per Mariam, to Jesus through Mary. And that is especially true of today's feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. In praying the Rosary, we go to Jesus through Mary. It's good for us to recognize that the Church believes as she prays. The Church speaks and articulates what she really believes in the way she actually prays. And that is especially true of the Rosary. Listen to the way the Church prays over rosaries. This is a blessing used for rosaries. Listen to the words. Blessed be our God and Father, who has given us the mysteries of his Son to be pondered with devotion and celebrated with faith. May he grant us, his faithful people, that by praying the Rosary, we may, with Mary, the mother of Jesus, seek to keep his joys, sorrows, and glories in our minds and hearts. Praying the Rosary joins us with Mary in seeking to keep Jesus' joys, sorrows, and glories in our minds and hearts. Taking into ourselves Jesus' joys, sorrows, and glories means taking into ourselves Jesus' own mind and heart. Taking into ourselves Jesus' attitude and way of living. Taking into ourselves how he was present to other people. In praying the Rosary, we join with Mary in a very profound way. Just as she brought forth Jesus for other people in her own body, just so do we. As we pray the Rosary, meditating on Jesus' life, we take Jesus into our minds and hearts, sharing his joys, sorrows, and glories. We take on Jesus' life and love, and bring forth for others that same life and love. In praying the Rosary, we become his loving presence, his real presence in our world. We become body of Christ. My own prayer life has become blessed by the Rosary, but I must confess, it came as a late blessing for me. As a child growing up, the Rosary was the Catholic way of prayer. Then with Vatican II, somehow the Rosary became less popular, less the Catholic way of praying. That was certainly true in my life for a long time. And then about 5 years ago, I had the very good fortune of being chaplain to a community of retired nuns on James Island in Charleston. They were really very special people. They communicated a love and peace that blessed all whom they encountered. And their constant prayer was the Rosary. And little else. Their example invited me to return to praying the Rosary. And in taking up again this way of praying, I have felt deeply blessed through the example of the sisters. The rosary has helped me so much to enter peacefully and contemplatively into Jesus' life and love, his joys, sorrows, and glories, hopefully bringing some of that life and love to others. I want to end by commending these wonderful sisters to your own prayer. They are known as the Sisters of Charity of Our Lady of Mercy. May God continue to bless these wonderful women.